So after we sit for a moment, almost 20 minutes here, we know that the practice and meditation, in theory, of course, is that we settle the mind in one place, and little by little we let all the thoughts and emotions go. And then we enter this place that is more quiet, more open, more spacious, that some people call samadhi, can be really very pleasant. So we are always advised, whenever a thought comes in, notice it, maybe label it, and then let it go, let it float away like a cloud. Right? And some days it works well. Some days we are calm already when we come to the meditation, and we are able to do that and settle the mind. But we know very, very well that there are days where it just doesn't happen. There are days where our mind is continuously grabbed by something that's happening, something that's on our mind and just won't let go, right? So we cannot very easily just label and let go or put it on a shelf like we have described in the past. Because there are thoughts, there are emotional tones that are really, really sticky, right? That really grab us. Sometimes we describe them as being charged, right? They have a charge. We just won't be just disposed of. We become them, right? Whether it's something happening at work or some conflict we're having with family member or friend, something we need to do, but we're not exactly sure how it's going to happen, worry, concern. There are thoughts that just some days are just going to grab us and kind of quote-unquote prevent this calm to settle in, right? And that's just very normal. Everybody has that. You know, even the most highly acclaimed meditation teachers have that as well at times. So it's just a normal way our mind works. And what I just wanted to remind us today, what's happening often is that for our mind, there are times when we are under threat. And I want to use that word threat, which is kind of maybe a little strange word to use. We don't think about it that way. I am being threatened by something. But psychologists use it a lot. And if you, for instance, watch this or listen to this NPR show, The Hidden Brain, he talks about threat a lot. So whenever our mind feels like there's a threat to us, our mind is going to start a whole series of reactions, like fight and flight response or hiding response. Because that's just a natural way of our being, right? There's a threat, therefore we react and we start thinking and obsessing in our mind or even acting out. So what is it that we call this threat? What does that mean, really? And threats are a whole variety of things, right? The most simple one, of course, is threat to our safety, right? To our physical safety. If we've had a diagnosis or a disease, or if we feel like something is wrong physically, then that is a threat, right? That's a threat to our safety. And of course, our mind is going to engage with that and think about that and worry and want to act on that. And it's a very, very strong, automatic, instinctive reaction. So it's threat to our safety, our physical safety. And there's also a lot of other things that we call, that as human being, that are threat to us. And maybe we don't usually call them that. A big threat for human beings is a threat to our reputation, to our standing, what people are going to think about us. And if you feel that at times, there's nothing you know, to feel embarrassed. It's a very, very natural thing. All human beings, we're social beings, and we're always thinking in the back of our mind, oftentimes unconsciously, about what other people are going to think about us. How do we stack up with other people? So, for instance, if we have to do something, but we're not sure we're going to be able to do it, so we are worried, what are people going to think of us? What are they going to say? Are they going to notice that I cannot do it? That's a threat, right, to our reputation, to our standing. And again, we're probably not used to thinking about it that way, but I just want to begin to invite you to think about those things in those terms. What is it that's a threat to that might be causing this really strong kind of thoughts that's coming and intruding? Another kind of threat, of course, is threat to our emotional safety. If there are people around us that are bullying us or being demanding or pushing us around in any way, of course, that is a threat to our physical, to emotional well-being and safety. And again, our body and mind is going to react to that as a threat with a whole host of response, of emotional response, our emotional comfort. Threat to our self-esteem is also a big one. We like to think that we are a certain kind of people, a person, that we are a good person. And anything that feels like, oh my gosh, I'm not measuring up to my own idea of myself, that is a threat, threat to self-esteem. And in a similar way, just threat to the sense of who I am. If I did something which I know really violates my own values, I did something to a person or in a particular circumstance, then that becomes a threat to my sense of who I am. And that comes out as intrusive thinking when I'm trying to calm my mind or kind of action. And much of that can really be not conscious. We don't really speak in those terms. We don't say, oh, this is a threat. That's why I'm having this very strong reaction. But I'm inviting you, if you haven't thought about it that way, to begin to think in those terms. What is it that I'm reacting to? What is this threat that I'm reacting to that's making me having this reaction of what, fight or flight or depression reaction? What is this threat, right? And as I say, it can be of a whole variety, the physical threat, which are kind of obvious, more obvious to see, right? If you're in danger, you're not going to be able to meditate, that's for sure. Or if you're, you know, as I say, you have a bad illness, pain, that's going to be impediment. Psychological threat, of course, from other people, from the world around us to our psychological safety, maybe environmental issues, maybe conflict issues in the world are threatening our safety, our sense of safety. And then the threat to our self-esteem, to our sense of who we are. So all those things are going to all provoke a very, very strong reaction in our mind, the body and the mind, mostly the fight and flight reactions. And this is what shows up in the meditation, right? This is this agitation, this not being able to let go of the thought, of the worry, because they are, our mind sees them as threat. So again, it might be a little different or unusual way to talk about these things that comes really from the kind of Western psychology and all of that. The way to look at things this way. I'd like to invite you, whenever you're sitting in meditation and you cannot meditate because something is grabbing you, maybe take a moment and reflect, what is it that I'm being threatened by? What is it? Why is my body, my mind reacting so strongly? What is it that's going on that's threatening me? And then sometime just thinking or naming it that way can be just very helpful. Oh, I'm feeling threatened. That's why I'm having this strong reaction. So today we're not gonna talk about what to do, what are the possible antidotes to that, but I just wanted to bring that kind of language, that kind of way to name what's happening in our mind, and see how it landed with you. Does it make some sense or seems opaque or... It's something that you would think about or have been thinking about. So it's going to be your time now to reflect on that.